105 Mid-Mornings. Catch up.
It is Post Malone and Chemical Doja Cat with Streets 957. Good morning. If you just tuned in, Stephanie B on 5 Mid-Mornings. Question of the day today is, what is something that you believe in, but you can't prove 100%? You can't prove black and white, but you are almost 100% convinced that this thing does exist.
Hi, Steffi. Oh, where can I begin?
Do you have a lot?
There's so many that I believe in that can't prove. But one of them is that we all have a guardian angel or a spirit guide. And that's always by our side to guide us and to help us.
Oh, what a beautiful thought. I think that's sweet. That we all have guardian angels. I like the idea. That's very comforting for me.
Hi, good morning, Steffi. This is Nolan here.
Hi, Nolan.
You know, I've been watching a lot of YouTube since COVID started, during COVID and after COVID, and I'm addicted to YouTube. And one of the channels I like to watch is Ancient Astronaut, where they talk about previous civilization prior to the flood. And you know what? I believe in that. I believe there was a previous advanced civilization that built pyramids right around the world. Every day, new pyramids are being found all over the world, mm-hmm. and they all have similar characteristics. And nobody can answer the question, how did they do it? Because the ability of man today, they can't replicate these structures. They just can't. So, well, thank you, Steffi. That is my take on the issue today.
Okay.
So have a nice day.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing.
Bye.
Thank you, Nolan.
So one thing I'd like to mention is dreaming about those that have passed away.
Mm.
And yeah, I think especially when you're going through things and then they appear in your dreams, that they're there to tell you something. And also animals. So I had a cat that was for 16 years by my side, and he passed away. Sadly, one of the most amazing animals I've ever had. The one morning I was sleeping and I overslept, and basically he came to wake me up in my dream. He was much bigger than what he usually is.
Oh, wow.
And he was extending his paw out to touch my face.
Oh, I've got goosebumps.
And then just before he touched my face, I couldn't actually believe that he was there, because in my dream I knew he had passed on.
Yeah.
But then he woke me up, and I woke up and I realized I was running late. So yeah, they're still there. They still do little things. And also my mom sadly is also gone. Whenever I see a white butterfly, it's always a heartwarming feeling, and I know that that's her.
Oh, Liza, you just made me so emotional. My little baby boy, my little cat, I have a lot of cats, but one specific one, he's attached to me by the hip. He is my shadow. He does the same thing in the mornings to sometimes wake me up, sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning, mostly just for scratches. But he'll just very gently put his front paw on my face, just on my cheek. No claws or anything, just to be like, hi mama, just checking, hello, can you wake up please? Sometimes he does it when I'm having a really, really bad nightmare. He will actually come and wake me up from my nightmare, which is amazing. And sure, he's only a year and a half years old now, and the thought of losing him, it broke my heart a tiny bit. But thank you so much, Liza, for sharing. 082-550-5151. Let me know on the WhatsApp line this morning, what is something you believe in but you can't prove? Avicii, Wake Me Up. Camel Fat, Max Milner, Hope, Stephanie B on 5 Mid-Mornings. Good morning. Question of the day, what is something you believe in but you can't prove?
Morning, Stephanie B.
Morning.
I do believe when you do bad thing to someone, it always come back to you.
Ooh.
Like, you steal 100 rand from me, then along the way you're gonna lose like 500 or 1,000, something like that. Even when you do good thing to someone, it always come back. I believe so.
Aw, so karma, that's sweet.
Morning, Stephanie.
Morning.
I believe in there's other things outside the planet Earth. Definitely there's maybe there are flies and grasshoppers or something. It doesn't have to be animals.
Yeah, true.
But something is out there. And I can say this because I'm obsessed with the night sky. Have always been. Summer nights, I'm chilling on the grass, staring at the sky for hours and hours at night. And one day I saw something
unexplainable,
out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? It was just moving strange. It was, yeah. Now I believe, and I have no proof, but I believe.
That's okay.
Steffi B.
Yes.
You don't want to know these things.
Oh,
you
no.
don't want to know. Okay, let's put it this way. Each and every time this strange anomaly or this blob comes close to the coast, we're going to have an issue weather here in the Western Cape.
Oh.
So let's just put it this way. Some weeks ago, it was like windy, like extremely windy. Mm. That thing was close to the coast, and nobody can explain it. But
Ooh.
Their weather satellites Ooh. Are picking this thing up.
Ooh.
Can we say we can prove it? I don't know.
Oh, the whole idea of weather actually freaks me out, because the deeper you delve into it, the more you realize how much we don't know. And then did you see recently how much rain Dubai has been getting, to the point where they've gotten what they usually get in a year in something like 2 days? Then people were accusing the government of doing something called cloud seeding. It is a whole chadunta. What is something you believe but you can't prove? Tell a man, my nana, nasty sea slug play better than this. Mid mornings on 5FM for your Friday. Good morning. Sophie Ellis Baxter, Murder on the Dance Floor before that, 23 after 10. Question of the day today: what is something you believe in, but you can't prove? You couldn't prove it. Even if someone paid you to prove it, you couldn't prove it, but you still believe it without a shadow of a doubt. Such a sweet track from one of our very own Andre Graham, Around the World. Anne-Marie, birthday, Alesso, teeny sad song. Question of the day today: what is something you believe but you can't prove?
Hey guys, DT here.
Hi.
Definitely, definitely believe in deja vu.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll prove it. I know it exists. But it's so frustrating when you have a moment where you be like, I've been here before.
I've done this.
I've done this.
Yeah.
I've done this before. I've met these people.
Yeah.
Meantime, you've never been there and you've never met those people.
Mm-mm.
Try and explain that. Crazy, I know. And I'm like the most straightforward plank on this earth. So to think that is crazy. Just.
Yeah, deja vu freaks me out, because I go through phases where I get it a lot. Like, a lot of things will be causing me such hectic deja vu. And then my deja vu usually comes with an impending sense of doom as well related to it. Oh.
Good morning, 5FM.
Morning.
Something that I struggle to believe. A lot of people can disagree with me, but I don't believe that there ever was a moon landing. Because if the moon landing happened way back when there was no technology, or a little bit of technology, or less technology, less money in the world. We've got all the scientists now, but there never has been a moon landing again in modern days. Why not? The money's there, the resources are there, but there's no moon landing. Thanks, have a nice day.
Okay, Steph, I firmly believe that my watch is rubbing away at my tattoo. Now,
what?
I spoke to my tattoo artist about this, and I said, do you see this spot? It's where my watch sits. And like, you can see, like, the ink just isn't staying. He's like, no, it's just the spot on your body. No, I'm telling you, it's the watch. Is it just a coincidence that it's where the watch sits, right on my wrist?
No, no.
That I wear every day?
No.
It's the watch. And he's like, no, it's not. It is. It is.
Bailey, I haven't even seen it. And I believe you. I believe you. It can't be a coincidence, please. Also, is it a metal? Is it like, is the part of the watch metal? Or is it plastic that's like rubbing on where the tattoo is disappearing? Something in my brain, and I'm not a scientist. Look, I don't call myself a scientist at all. But something in my brain is saying if it's metal, hey, it's definitely rubbing your tattoo away. There's a reason tattoos that are on like exposed pieces of skin or parts that get rubbed frequently, they don't age as well as tattoos on other parts of your body that don't get rubbed as frequently. It's obviously the watch. It's obviously the watch. Bailey, I believe you. Stephanie B on 5 Mid-Mornings. Good morning. Happy Friday. Mbe Hold, Maybe Life is Good. Tate McRae, X's. What is something you believe in but you can't prove, baby?
Hey, Steph. Hope you guys are good. Hi. I haven't sent any voice notes in this week. I've been training.
Ooh,
but it's nice to end my week with a voice note to
with
you
a
guys.
Bit of a chat. I like it.
So I definitely believe that there is something higher, not controlling us, but sort of responsible for our existence, our conscious existence, our minds, not necessarily the scientific thing behind how we were created, but our souls as we are in our bodies.
Okay.
Because I think those are two separate things. I think that, as a side note, I think religion was created in a way to understand that feeling and understand that connection. And unfortunately, just along the way, it's kind of been abused in a way. But yeah, I believe that. I can't explain it, but I believe it. And then I also don't think we're alone in this galaxy, universe, slash solar system. I don't know what the right term is. But I don't necessarily think it's little green men that are our neighbors.
No, of course.
I can't understand that we would be, like, I can't fathom that we're, like, the only beings of our kind.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think there's something else out there. It's too much and too big to think of, and sometimes it does feel very overwhelming for me, but I don't think that we're just like little ants, science experiments running around on a rock. I do believe that there's more, and I do believe that there's more connecting us.
Oh, I like that. I think it's actually, it's terrifying on one hand, but really hopeful on another hand, right? Dan said something similar this morning, that there is just no way that we are the only intelligent life in the known universe. 082-550-5151. We'll wrap it up next. What is something you believe in, but you can't prove?
Catch up on some of the best moments from 5 Mid-Mornings by going to 5FM's catch-up page on the 5FM app or 5FM.co.za.